There is a halakha in the Rambam that says if somebody eats a food, that the food is asur to eat, so one does not make a berakha on such a food. For example, if somebody would eat something that's not kosher, whether it's not kosher from the Torah, whether it's not kosher from the rabbis, since this is isur, so how could you make a berakha on something that's asur? That would be a question. If somebody goes, to eat in a restaurant that's not kosher, and is eating food that's not kasher, but he's used to making berachot when he's at home, so he has to know that if it's questionable that the food is not kosher, or clearly if it's not kosher, so he cannot make a berakha on such food. That's asur. It's berakha lebatala. The question is, what about if a person would eat on Yom Kippur? The food is kosher, but he's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So here it's a little different. The food is kasher, but the zman is isur. And we're talking about where a person does not have a leniency to eat. He's not sick, or he doesn't have a doctor's note, and things like that. So the halakha also says that somebody that eats on Yom Kippur cannot make a beracha on the food itself. Because again, he's not allowed to eat the food at that time, especially Yom Kippur. It's a ta'anit from the Torah, so clearly one does not make a beracha. But there's some other vague cases that the poskim talk about that are not so cut and dry. One example would be if, let's say, one eats food before he prays shacharit. One is not allowed to eat before he prays shacharit. Let's say a person doesn't care, he went to take a strawberry shortcake before shacharit, he wants to eat it. It's not hard to eat this. Now the food is kasher, but the zman is asur. So, in such a case, we have to analyze. Let's say a guy made a beracha already. He made the beracha, boreminei mezonot. Now, if he's not going to eat, it'll be a beracha lebatala. Could be the beracha lebatala is asur min haTorah. Eating before shacharit, according to Shulchan Aruch, is only asur min rabbanan. So therefore, we would tell him, take a bite out of the food at least, so his beracha will not be beracha lebatala, even though he might be going against Yisud Rabbanan. And in this case, the Hakam Yitzchak Yosef and Yalkut Yosef, Chelek Aleph, on page Kuf Chaf Chet, in the Laws of Tefillah, says that if he only takes a little bite, so it's not even a problem, because the whole reason of not being allowed to eat before Tefillah is because of Gava. But to take a little bite, that's already not such a gava. He's doing it so his beracha is not lebatala. So therefore, he clearly rules in such a case that if a person made a beracha on food before tefillah, he should taste the food. Better to taste the food than to make the beracha lebatala. He has another case of, let's say, a person had meat. And within 6 hours, he took an ice cream by mistake. He remembered 6 hours. So in this case over here, Hakam Yitzchak is posek as well. Let him taste the ice cream, even though it's a time of Isud. Because he says, first of all, some opinions say, although we don't hold like these opinions, some opinions say that you don't have to wait 6 hours. That so long as it's a different meal, it's okay. So using that leniency and other leniencies as well, but Akhala Batala is the Uraita, eating between 6 hours only with a banan, so therefore, and only eating a small shi'ur, etc. So therefore, he would be lenient in that case also. Of course, you shouldn't do such a thing. But if he did it, he made a barakana ice cream between 6 hours, let him taste some of the ice cream. Another case would be, if let's say a person, he's not allowed to eat before Kiddush. On Friday night, he has to wait for Kiddush. By mistake, he picked up a kibbeh, boremine mezonot. Kiddush. Halakha says, let him taste it. Let him taste it. And the same thing would be before Havdalah. Let's say Havdalah Motzei Shabbat. Person made a mistake and he said, I'm Motzei Lechem Min HaAretz. And he remembered he didn't make Havdalah. Clearly, he should taste from the bread. That's clearly the Ramah's opinion in Resh Ayin Aleph, in Seif Katan, here. So that covers those scenarios. There is other cases For example, if let's say the food that he's eating was stolen. He stole food. So the Birkat Hashem wants to say that on stolen food, where the food itself has an isur on it, one cannot make a beracha on stolen food. There's other cases that Hakam Ben Zion talks about, for example, if a person would eat on a fast day, not Yom Kippur. Hakam Ben Zion holds an order to Gimal that even on regular fast days, if a person made the beracha on the food on a fast day, he should not eat it. Instead, he should say Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Ba'ed. That's what he should do, by the way, in Kippur also. If a person, by mistake on Kippur, said Chakon Le'olam Baron, remembers his Kippur, he shouldn't eat it. But he should say Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Ba'ed. So again, on fast days, if a person by mistake made the beracha, we tell him he shouldn't eat. He should say Baruch Shem Kevod Le'olam Ba'ed. However, when it comes to milk and meat, he makes the beracha, he should taste it. When it comes to eating before Abdallah, he should taste it. When it comes before Kiddush, he should taste it. When it comes before eating before Shacharit, also we say he should taste it. But this is all talking about where he did. We don't tell a person to do it in the Kantahila, but if he did such a case, the rule is better for him to eat it or taste it than to make a beracha.